Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yvonne sells cartoon balloons in town.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back.
It's fine, the business thrives.
Wait till I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Newman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, yahoofinance.com, finance.yahoo.com, I should say, is how you find him, and just look for Rick Newman there. You can see his handsome face on the video and his smart words in the narrative. Very prolific, couple, three columns a week, wears me out, all the stuff he gets out. Rick, thanks again for being here. He's an author as well, folks. A couple of books that we've launched on the show. Rebounders, also Liberty for All. Rick, we're talking about current events, of course. When it comes to finance, you got to like what's going on with the stock market. Wall Street likes Mr. Trump so far, don't they?
They do, but I will tell you that we have a lot of people in here at Yahoo Finance, professional money managers and so forth, who are worried. This looks bubblicious.
I was worried at 1800.
Yeah, right. So
18,000.
The real question, I think, is markets seem to be putting more faith in real concrete outcomes from Trump policies than is probably likely this year. In other words, I think markets seem to be underestimating how difficult some of the legislation that would be very favorable to corporate interests would be. That's mostly tax reform, also deregulation. So if that's true, it would not be out of the ordinary to see a 10% pullback. You just hope that it's a sort of an orderly 10% pullback at some point.
Well, there are enough crazy things going on in the world to cause it, irrespective of what's going on inside the Beltway.
That's right. And
I mean, North Korea, you got stupid people in North Korea, you got stupid people in Iran. You got a house of cards in Saudi Arabia. You got
the one that I think matters most for markets, Jim, is what might happen in Europe. And if we see some of these anti-EU people win elections in
Italy,
France and Germany,
Italy's,
for example.
Italy's happened, France is coming up.
Yeah, that has real market implications, and the people we have in, on a regular basis, don't think markets have factored this in yet. They're just very giddy about the prospect of tax cuts under Trump.
Which frightens me because, Rick, I've written, talked about this for a long time now. What upsets me about this is Main Street has not benefited from all this yet. The NFIB index shows that Main Street is very, very optimistic about the future, but we haven't had the payoff yet. We need a year or two of 3% growth to get the payoff, and we haven't gotten that. And before we get our payoff after 8 years of recovery from Obama, we may wind up in another recession because of the stock market, and that's really making me mad to think about that.
Well, come on, Jimmy. You're complaining about a stock market rally. Why don't you try to enjoy it while it's here and complain when the bad?
Out here on Main Street, we know, Rick, the stock market hasn't been an indicator of the economy in a long time.
Yeah. Look at the irony under Trump so far. If you're Goldman Sachs, you're doing great. Goldman Sachs stock is up 40%.
I'll be honest with you. I would rather the stock market had held off below 20,000 until we get tax reform in the bag, healthcare reform in the bag, performance under both of those things showing fundamentals. You talked about bubble. Bubbles aren't built on fundamentals. They're built on hysteria. And get some fundamentals underneath all them. Then the stock market builds. Then I'll quit calling it a bubble. What do you think?
I think you should have a talk with Mr. Market and see if you can force some rationality into his head. I doubt you can.
I know, and I've written about this. I've talked about it for a long time. But let's move. Speaking of tax reform and health care reform, these are the things that we're going to hold President Trump accountable for. What do you think of the which do you think is going to show the most production first?
Well, Trump and the leaders on Capitol Hill are saying that they have to get through repealing and replacing Obamacare at some level before they can move on to tax reform. And this is just going to be a really grinding slog. And I mean, I think it's quite possible that there is no satisfactory outcome this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would damage the credibility of Republicans in the House and the Senate. They undoubtedly know that. But the details of repealing Obamacare are mind-numbingly complex. And there, honestly, there just are no good options. There really are no good options, because either you end up basically just moving the deck chairs around and changing everything if your goal is to keep the same number of people in the system with health coverage, or you do a sort of Obamacare light, which leaves some portion of that 20 million without coverage, which would cause an uproar, or you'd have to find a lot of extra money to do it in the way Republicans want to do it. And I don't think that's going to happen either. Maybe some genius sees a way out of this box, but for the time being, there is no clear plan that's at this point is going to improve upon Obamacare. So is going to keep them tied in knots for a long time on Capitol Hill.
I'm sure you remember this, because I know you hang on every word that I write, but in my predictions this year, I said that Obamacare was repealing or replacing successfully Obamacare will take longer than they thought, possibly years.
Yeah, it will take years, and this is the this
and
is
probably
the
and unfortunately probably should to get it right.
It's incredibly complicated.
My people, when I polled my people about this, 84% said they should repeal or replace Obamacare, but half of those said do it right.
Yeah, so, nobody knows what do it right means.
But that's what they
want.
That's the problem. That's what they want. They don't want it done knee-jerk. They want it done right. We'll come back. We're going to talk about tax reform with our good friend Rick Newman. Finance.yahoo.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.